have a fantasy football question? Call the Fan Line at 336-1230. And now, back to Fantasy Football Thursday with Chris Tubbs and David Brown.
Fantasy Football Thursday here in KWSN.
That was a quick break.
It was. I said 30 seconds, and actually with the music bed and the liner, it's probably about 40 seconds. All right, let's throw a little bit of either-or at you. Let's go some position battles. Lamar Miller or no Sean Moreno?
Even though Moreno had that good week, I still haven't seen enough from him. He did it against a Swiss cheese Dallas Cowboys defense. Even though Lamar Miller isn't necessarily sexy, he's the safer pick right now. And unless you're sort of swinging for the fences later on, which we discussed last week, I would say the safe pick if you need some sort of stable fantasy back option is Lamar Miller.
See, and I'll go the other way. I'll go with no Sean Moreno just based on the fact. I mean, listen, Lamar Miller, a little bit younger.
I admit he's not sexy, but...
He's not sexy, but I'll take somebody that I know has done it, even though it might be slow and plotting. I'll take no Sean Moreno as long as he's back and he's healthy. They'll split carries, but eventually I would expect no Sean Moreno to get the lion's share of the carries. All right, let's go to number two. Interesting, Santonio Holmes, Josh Morgan.
I would still say Morgan for right now. Santonio is still adjusting to that Bears offense. Morgan sort of penciled in as the number three behind Marshall and Jeffrey. A little more consistency, a little more work with Cutler. A bit younger, too. I would sort of tend to go with the younger guy over Santonio Holmes, who really has been plodding through the last couple of years with the Jets.
I think, well, Santonio Holmes, he only had one target, and he caught it 7 yards in the debut. I think you got to give him a little bit of time. Josh Morgan, I think he only had 48 yards receiving. That led the team. Ultimately, that number three wide receiver right now is going to be maybe the fourth option in that offense behind Marshall, Jeffrey, Bennett and Forte, but I would go right now with Josh Morgan, but I would expect later on through the season, Santonio Holmes, once he figures it out. And finally, let's go to Kansas City. Anthony Fasano with Travis Kelce is your tight end.
Kelce, he's got first team reps against the Vikings in week three. He's slowly been gaining more and more reps with that first team. I believe he's one of the top five in receiving yards total in the preseason this year. I think he's a guy on the rise, and Fasano, over the years, he's sort of been consistent, but going back to a term I use with Miller, never really been a sexy name. I would go with the up-and-comer at tight end, because I think if you're picking a Kansas City tight end at this point, it's probably for a backup tight end.
Yeah, and I'll go the same. I really like Travis Kelce. Yeah, Anthony Fasano, you know, did okay. I mean, you take a look at it. 5 catches, 41 yards. Kelce caught 4 for 49 yards. I think he's the best receiver. Maybe not even... But the tight ends, he might be the best receiver on that Kansas City team, and we know that Alex Smith loves the checkdowns. So Jamaal Charles and ultimately Travis Kelce, I think, could supplant Dwayne Bowe as being the number two fantasy factor on that Kansas City offense. Agree or disagree?
Agree. And as I said, I was at Chiefs camp. Mm-hmm. Their offense is out of sync without Charles, so if Kelce can continue emerging, that might be a nice, viable fantasy option for all you tight end owners.
Reminder to get in on the KWSN Weekly Pick'em Challenge. Go to NFL.com. All you need is an NFL ID. Look for KWSN Weekly Pick'em Challenge. It's on my Twitter account at CM Tubbs or KWSN Sports. Plus, our Plastic Surgery Associates Sucky Play of the Week. That's coming up next week.